Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Okay, I said here we go. We're ready. Are you ready? I'm going to explain this in a second. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, Bill Schultz along with you. And we're talking with our guest today, and this is always fun. It's fun for me. It's terrifying for them because we have a guest for the first time. And anybody who's been a guest for the first time always feels petrified in the beginning. But as we go along, they say it wasn't that bad. So I'm going to come back to that comment later. Was it that bad? And you'll go, no, it wasn't that bad. Okay. So today we have our friends at Rock Road Coatings or Rock Road Company with us. And it is Carrie and Lucas Van Ornum. They're co-owners, husband and wife team out of Waupaca. And I am thrilled, first off, to have you guys with me because we have talked together for like 8-10 years, something like that. The first time we talked, right?
Yeah.
It's been that long. So explain how this whole business, because what you do is, I'm going to say insulation, but it's more foam insulation. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. How did this all start? How did you guys get started into this crazy business?
I would say we started... when we built our first house.
So you were looking for insulation on your own?
We were looking into insulation. We had kind of heard about foam, looked into it a little bit, ended up not doing it, regretted it.
Okay. So you learned the hard way?
Learned the hard way.
Okay.
And then jumped in.
And what were you doing, Lucas, before? Were you just in the sheetrock business, or were you the... insulation, construction, what were you doing?
Sheetrock.
Sheetrock. Yep. Okay. So, and you, did you stumble across how foam insulation works, or did you get a partner, did you get a buddy that told you about it, how this all worked?
Just always been around the environment, you know, hanging a sheetrock, you're covering all types of insulation up, so you're seeing all of it.
Okay.
It was just a different product, and the way it was... strengthen the building together and all the pluses it did, it was better than the normal stuff you usually cover up.
So let's talk about insulation and how it is good for your home from a green or energy efficient angle. Because I think a lot of people are misled with insulation. I I'm going to guess it's been a long time since, I've never built a new home, but a lot of people when I talk to who have built new homes, they're kind of go down a path of the builder says, well, next is insulation. Okay, I'll get you insulation. Okay, you want ardr, and we don't hear any of that, and we go, well, whatever you think. Yeah. Is that pretty close to what happens?
Yeah. I would say, yeah.
Okay, so how should it happen? What should consumers be looking for?
I would say compare it to your refrigerator or freezer or cooler. Those are built fairly thin, and they're used with foam.
So they do the job without having to have all this heavy-duty insulation.
Yep.
Do most people in their homes have the wrong insulation? I mean, I know that you'd like them to have the foam, but is the insulation that they're using sufficient?
Well, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think there's wrong or right, but there's what's maybe right for our climate. Here in Wisconsin, you know, if you have a fall jacket and you try to wear that in the middle of winter, is that working for you?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as well as a winter coat.
Good comparison. So it's a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You need a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It would appear that you get a jacket on, but then when you go outside, it's not the right jacket.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Correct.
Okay. So with foam, why is it better?
It does so much more than just insulate. It strengthens your home. It doesn't sag over time. It doesn't compress over time. It glues itself right in.
When people are laying down the normal insulation, it's usually in a roll,
yep.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they're laying it down between the studs, and it lays down. It would seem to me that it's covering it, but you know it's not tight. It
right.
can't be.
And then you have the cold air that, if you feel any outlet in your home, that's cold air that's going through the insulation and cooling it down.
When you do insulation, are we talking just attic here, or are we talking everywhere around the house?
Well, usually everywhere, if we can. Yep.
Like where? Like what are some of the, I mean, I want to say hot spots, but it would actually be cold spots that you would look at.
Kind of address your home, kind of like a fireplace. It will draw air in through around the basement, the rim joists, and it will work itself out through either windows or where the air is lighter towards the ceiling, can lights or any penetrations through the ceiling. So we try to address those areas and slow everything down and keep the thermal mass back. I mean, if there's an old basement wall that's cold, it's generating that cold where the foam will stop that. So,
What's the difference as far as energy efficiency? And I don't even know if you have these numbers, that foam insulation will drop your energy bill by so much percent. And again, I don't know if you have these figures, but when you talk to customers, I would imagine that conversation comes up.
In the industry, they've determined about 40%.
Really?
Mm-hmm, that it drops your energy bills by about 40% to foam your home.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see that directly with your uncle down in Madison. That was the house that we got to build and foam everything, the exterior foundation, which the inspector has never seen down there. And a year later, Mike got his energy bill and found out it was cutting.
Oh, it was like less than half from, and I don't have the exact numbers. I need to get those.
Yeah.
And
the house was twice or three times bigger.
Yeah.
So he moved into a bigger house,
and
but his energy bill was half, was more than half.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And we got to foam the whole project, the entire thing. So that was a huge improvement.
You've mentioned a couple times, Lucas. First off, we're talking with Rock Road Company here, and Carrie and Lucas Van Ornum, the co-owners of this company that have actually just started working with us and been a team member with us. When you've mentioned a couple of times the basement, and from insulation standpoint, I don't think a lot of people think of the basement as a place that you would use insulation. So talk about why is that so important?
It's where the foundation will meet the framing. Sometimes it doesn't seal quite tight enough, so cold air will come all the way around. An example, when I'm spraying the foam in the basement in one box, you can actually see the foam ooze through to the other joist where air would be flowing through, and you get to see that all the way along. Sometimes it'll be a little bit outside where the foam will, you know, go out. So you know it's working as you're going along.
Mm-hmm. And we should talk about, for the most part, I mean, you do new homes, but for the most part, we're talking about existing homes here. And you go into the home. Do you do an analysis when you walk through? Talk about that process.
Try to address the concerns that the homeowner would have or what the problems may be. And then use a thermal imaging camera to address some other issues where there's air movement or temperature loss. And
so, and we've had thermal imaging cameras discussions here on this show before. You go, the thermal imaging camera will show you where basically the energy is leaking, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Where the spots are.
Yep.
And you're which makes so much sense because now you're coming in with the foam and you're blocking it.
Yes.
You're blocking everything.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this before. Obviously, you're doing the basement. You're doing the ceiling or the attic. Do you go around windows? Do you go around doorways? How does all that work?
In an existing house, would be using pore foam insulation. Which would be a process of either from the outside or the inside, depending on the project. But, yeah, that would go around the windows and such.
So we're talking about, I just want to clarify, are we talking about two different types of foam insulation here?
Yes.
Okay, explain the two.
One is sprayed in the box sills that you see. The reaction's very quickly. In a poor foam in an existing home, if there isn't any insulation, it will go in, I guess, comparable to like a maple syrup for about 3 to 4 seconds, and then will rise up. And that's still a closed cell foam. So
are you, maybe is, are you drilling a hole somewhere that you can get that foam in? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Every 4 feet, drill a 2-inch hole.
Wow. So when people are hiring you to do this, you're taking a full analysis of the entire home, finding out where the problems are, and basically you're sealing up the home tight as a drum.
Yeah. Try to make it the very best we can.
Do you take out old insulation?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If it's needed.
So you're... Are you wrecking walls and things like that, or what happens?
No. If there is some fiberglass in the old homes, we can put a piece of material or a rod in there to push the fiberglass towards the house, and then we know that the pour foam will go down the exterior wall and will rise up out through the hole and come out, and that gets cut off. So we know the foam is on the exterior part of the house where the harshest environments are. That's where we put that.
Rock Road Company with us talking about foam insulation, the best way to get your home energy efficient. And we've got Carrie and Lucas Van Ornum here, the owners of Rock Road Company. And I want to take a break, and then I want to talk about what is the problem with the current insulation that you have now, because not only is it not all that efficient, over the years – It breaks down. It can get wet. It can get damp, and all those kind of things. So we're gonna talk about that. But this is for existing homes. And what I want to do also is throw out the phone number here. Now I've got two numbers. Is it
424-4964?
428-4964. Oh, I'm sorry. I just read it wrong. 428-4964. 428-4964. I also have 575-1050. Is that enough?
757. 1050.
Am I dyslexic today or something? What's going on? 757-1050. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I just got new glasses. Does that work? Is that it? We'll be back after this. Back with you on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, Rock Road Company. And here's the number, folks. It's 428-4964. 428-4964, was I right?
Yes, there. That is right.
I don't, you know, I did. I just got new lenses, and I can't get, never mind. Okay, so let's talk about current insulation and why the foam is better. What are the deterrents about current insulation that normally people use? Who wants to take that one?
Deterrence.
Like what do people need to know about the current situation of a typical insulation? What happens to it over the years?
Some of it may be installed too quickly. Insulation is usually installed pretty quick, pretty fast.
So yeah.
Sometimes they're not cut just right. There'll be gaps around it. There'll be cold air when the wind blows that will find its way through all of that, and that eventually hits your sheetrock and will cool it down when you feel your wall on a cold day. That's part of it why it's cold.
Okay.
So.
And what? It packs down, like the blown in?
Some of it does settle down over settle. Time. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then there's a gap all the way around the top of your house, your interior, exterior walls where we'll have a hollow spot.
Mm-hmm.
All of those little things add up to basically like keeping a door or a window open.
Yeah.
Over and, time.
And Lucas, because I'm guessing Carrie doesn't do this, you do this as far as putting in the insulation. But maybe I'm wrong. Do you put foam insulation in homes?
I don't put it in, but I do no. come clean up.
Okay. But are you crawling through every nook and cranny in a home?
Yes. Yep.
So you're on your hands and knees up in the attic and
yep.
things along those lines. Everything.
Yep. Try to inspect all the areas and get everywhere you can.
Wow.
Just to do a good job and make sure you've made an improvement.
What about dampness? Here in Wisconsin, rain comes in sideways. The wintertime leaks in the roof that kind of gets into the attic. How does that affect current insulation that they might be using?
Anytime it's wet, it will cool whatever it's touching down in temperature. So there's a lot of loss with regular insulations that you have.
What about yours, the foam insulation? If it gets wet, what happens? Is it the same thing?
No.
It's considered a closed-cell foam. So unless there's a crack somewhere or structural movement or thin water will find its way in, but no, usually it will follow the substrate all the way down.
Now, I'm going to try to give people a visual here, and because I've seen some videos of foam insulation and works. When you spray it, it expands almost like scrubbing bubbles kind of thing. Is that kind of, I mean, no, it's not it, but it,
yep.
that's the idea, right?
Yep. It's kind of like painting with a pressure washer with your scrubbing bubbles.
Yeah.
So it's challenging.
So you have to watch, as a professional, you have to watch how much you lay because that's going to expand, and you can't overdo that because then it looks ridiculous.
Yep.
So
It expands roughly 30 times its size.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the chemical reaction when it hits the wall is around 200 degrees.
Okay.
So.
So the next thing we're talking with Rock Road Company here, and Carrie and Lucas, the owners, price. We want to cover that a little bit of what people can expect of traditional insulation and what they can expect from Rock Road insulation. Talk about that a little bit.
The price is expensive. It's more.
It is more. Yeah.
How much more?
Roughly around three times more.
Okay.
I would spend the money there because it's always harder to get back to that point to correct it. As where if you want to readdress your kitchen cabinets or your flooring, that can be done anytime. So I would save costs there. And
it's a tough sell from the price standpoint, but it does, because it does so much more, that's what
yeah.
you have to concentrate on.
See, and that's a discussion that we have a lot in this room when we have this show, is that almost 90% of my clients will say it costs more, but the savings of energy,
yeah.
right?
And that's what they don't factor in.
Over time, you get it back plus.
Yeah.
And usually the spray foam is the only thing that retains its value, not like a window where it breaks down or... The foam is there. It's always working.
Well, it saves you in little ways, too. Like, your heating and cooling system isn't going to be working as hard.
Mm-hmm.
So your heating and cooling system will last longer.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be buying a new one as quickly.
Mm-hmm. What, when you're laying this down, so you're kind of telling me that this is one and done. When you lay down this insulation, you don't need to do it again. You don't need maintenance work. It is done. Right?
Yep. Right.
Okay. And do you do, because you were mentioning you do the basement, you do the attic, do you do it all or nothing? Meaning if they said, well, this is kind of expensive, so I just want to do the attic. Do you just do the attic?
If it makes sense and I can make an improvement, in stages, definitely.
Okay.
But if there's a substitute to do something cheaper or with a lesser product, I'll usually just walk away from it.
Okay.
I'd rather
leave
something right.
We do some combos.
Yeah.
Are there people who aren't familiar, like when you go talk to people about this, do people not even know about it? Have they?
Seems like they usually know a little something.
Little something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for people to learn more, what would you recommend? I mean, you've got a website, and they can go on there. But are there YouTube videos and things along those lines that people can look at?
On our website, there is a video that was made by Modern Marvels.
Okay.
I have that on our website. And then there's lots out there on Google and YouTube and everywhere about foam. Lots of good stuff.
RockRoadCompany.com is the website, RockRoadCompany.com. And when people are comparing, and that's the big thing, we've had window people in here. We've had roofing people in here who have a higher-priced product, but it's the return on the investment. And when you were saying saving 50% or more on their energy bill, that's a return on investment that's going to come back with them fairly quickly,
mm-hmm.
I would think. and how does that, I would imagine in the summertime when it's hot, the same thing, it insulates the home so the hot air doesn't get in.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So what's the process here if people are interested in looking into it? They call you and you set up an appointment?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And, Lucas, you go out?
Yes, I go out.
And you, first off, how long is this meeting? I mean, are you right away kind of crawling around the house or do you just kind of do the first meeting is more what do you need kind of thing?
Usually go in and kind of see what the homeowners, their issues are, and go around and kind of inspect those as we're going around the project, really.
Okay.
Necessarily, yes. Go up in the attic right away while we're there, if time permits.
What's the number one problem you see most when people say, I think I've got an insulation problem, and you go, yeah, you do, and here it is. What is it?
Sometimes there's the wind blowing around in the attic will move insulation away. That's why you'll see some ice dams because there's actually no insulation by your exterior wall, by your gutter there.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst? What's the worst insulation that there is?
Oh,
the worst.
Because I look at that stuff that you spray. I mean, not what you're spraying, but just like. It looks like feathers. You're spraying. That, I mean, I don't know. That doesn't look like it does much to me. But
no, that's one of the worst.
But because you don't want to say. But
right.
But everybody, all insulation works to some degree.
Yeah.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, your insulate. Give me a scale of 1 to 10 compared to the typical insulation. Let's say is a 5. Your would be an 8, 9?
I stand behind foam. I believe it's the best out there. I got to say it's a 10. There's a reason why it's on the space shuttle.
I didn't know it was on the space shuttle. So that's on the space shuttle?
I didn't know that either.
Is it true?
We might edit this part.
Why?
I don't know. I heard it.
So you heard it. Okay. Yeah. So our sources tell us that it could be.
Yeah,
but we don't know, and certainly Rock Road Company did not do that insulation job. That we can't confirm.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here.
So this is it. You want to call Rock Road Company, and the number again is 428-4964. That's 428-4964. How long does the job take? Once they're hiring you, and they go, okay, Lucas, come and do my job. How long does this take?
They are all different.
They could be 1 day. They could be 5 days. It just depends on,
what area we're working on. Yep. And
okay.
Usually attics take a little bit longer just because you're moving around slower. up there.
Pour foam's slower.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a slower process.
Yeah.
Because you have to do it in sections that you were talking about before.
Yeah, watch it closely because we use 2-pound foam when we do the pour foam, not half pound. Mm-hmm. The difference is
half pound you can reach in and tear out, as where the closed cell you can barely get a chunk of it.
Now, when you do a job, well, first off, let's go back. You do the thermal imaging camera. You go through that. Now, do you take? Because I know with those cameras, sometimes you can take pictures and actually show them the pictures, or do you do that with them?
Okay. Yep.
Then do you go back and show them again with the camera?
Usually, sure. Yeah, and usually it's while we're working because the foam reaction is so hot, you can actually see it rise in the cavity. And if there's a spot that's missed, you can tell and you know you got to drill a spot there. Sometimes the framing's different in some areas, so there'll be a cold spot. So.
Is there different types of homes that this is better for, meaning like if it's a stick home, if it's an aluminum siding home, if it's a brick home, if it's a log cabin, is there any ones that it works better for?
Usually anything with vinyl siding is about the best.
Okay.
I mean, it's easy to remove.
Yep.
Brick, no. It's no good way to do that. Sometimes it's on the interior if homes they want to change their finish that way.
Okay. Again, Rock Road Company, the number, again, is 428-4964, 428-4964, or you can go to rockroadcompany.com, go to the website, find out more about the insulation process and all that, and give Carrie and Lucas a call, Carrie and Lucas Van Ornum here, owners of Rock Road Company. Now, the show is over. It wasn't that bad, was it?
I'm still a little nervous.
Damn it.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.